I'm going to say to you what you said to me when I started tried to invest in Deep Eddy.
Right.
Why does this highfalutin party need to invite disc jockeys?
I don't know. I don't know why I sometimes run in the circles that I do. I don't know. That's not warranted.
Mm.
I don't have the bank account, but they're fun people, and I enjoy.
By the way, I didn't mean that Steven Tyler really looks like a middle-aged woman. He doesn't. He looks like
somebody's backpedaling now.
He looks like an extremely, extremely rich middle-aged woman.
You better backpedal now.
It's amazing how many...
Aerosmith is my favorite Rolling Stones cover band.
Wow.
There goes that invite.
Wow.
I lost that.
I just lost that
pass.
These are jokes.
Man, that's just rude.
Oh, by the way, ACL three-day pass is going out for the weekend one. Billy Gibbons at ACL and WWE SmackDown.
Nice.
Tickets.
Hey, do you feel like a chump when you spend, I don't know, $23 on a sleeve of new blades for your razor?
.org/app.
Trying to pull some drone footage to put up online there. Don't know how to do it on this app. ACL passes going out. Feel like we're cheating the radio gods by just doing them via text message. Anyway. Hope everybody's doing well. 7:09, Dudley and Bob show with Matt Beard. And Matt told a hilarious story about his daughter and the previous hour. If you want to go back and listen, mine's not as hilarious. It's kind of short, but where's Carissa? Since she said she had a lot of... you guys need to adjust your schedules. I don't ever leave this chair. Any kind of... And believe me, I have moments where I go, oh my God, I think I'm going to explode down here. You know, what's the technical issue? Technical issue is you hadn't had a cigarette in a while. You had to go smoke.
No.
What was the technical issue?
Our vlogger's not working.
So we're not recording the show.
No. Yeah.
Is that important?
Yeah.
I'll do a rerun do something funny from the past 9:30.
Yeah.
Just take tape in when we get yelled at today for being too successful. Oh God! I said just come sit in on the show and you'll see exactly what's going on. They'll see exactly how we roll. Everybody thought I was being facetious. Now, my daughter last night, my wife had the Emmys on, and I don't know why.
Still happen?
Yeah, the Emmys were happening last night.
They do that on a Super Bowl night?
Best dramatic series was Game of Thrones, and best actor in a dramatic series was Peter Dinklage. And when he went up to accept his award, if you didn't know, Peter Dinklage is a little person. I think that's the term this week that you can call. And as he went up on stage, my daughter said, "Look at the funny little man."
Aww.
And I said, "You can't. He's a grown up." And she goes, "Why does that little boy have a beard?" I go, "He's grown up. You can't say these things
from the mouth of babes."
He don't know.
She goes, "But he's a funny little man." And I go, "No, he's a great actor. He's one of the best actors ever."
See, I told you bigotry was hereditary.
So that was my daughter's story. That's all I have is my daughter.
That caught me off guard. The Emmys? I thought that was in the spring.
Me too.
But it makes sense because the new season, like Gotham starts tonight, like premieres tonight, Rise of the Villains.
I guess it just didn't make any sense.
So I guess it makes sense to do a celebrate TV just before the new season.
They left out some of the most amazing things on television, like Pinky Blinders!
Yeah, where's the Pinky
Blinders? Maybe because it's American television because there was no Doctor Who either. There was no.
I guess Golden Globes would have to recognize.
There was no Doctor Who because Doctor Who would never win an award for anything creative.
What?
I saw the aliens in that first episode of that first season of Doctor Who that looked like rubber monsters. There's nothing. They would not win for Doctor Who.
It's not well done. But you can't be into Ready Player One.
I'm
all
not
of
into
sudden,
it. I just listen to it.
And not acknowledge Doctor Who.
I said several times. I started that with I'm ready Player One for it to be over.
BBC has never had a ton of money for special effects, but they're trying to write.
You cannot compare.
The new one looks good.
You cannot compare that to Peaky Blinders. You can't.
The Peaky Blinders.
I mean, you can. They're both BBC shows.
No.
Do you know why they've never been nominated for an Emmy?
Because it's only
American
shows.
Because they're the Peaky Blinders!
Aren't they just American shows? Is the Emmys American? It's American
right.
Academy?
Or okay, it is.
So,
right.
I guess so. Game of Thrones. But Game of Thrones doesn't take place in America. It takes place in Westeros.
I think it's where the checks come from. It's where it's funded.